T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. Do not ruin this.
I'm not.
Because we've finally gotten women to agree that it's much easier to just do this instead of spending a whole bunch of time and rigmarole and money. So do not argue against men's interests when I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Staying in counts as a date now.
Okay. That's a date night?
Yes. Over 1 in 4 Americans say that staying in is now their favorite date night.
Man, are we just phoning everything in now?
What did I just tell you, you idiot?
You're supposed to say, wow, that's awesome. Not, no, you guys aren't even trying anymore.
It's exactly what it sounds like, man. Like, where's the art of seduction?
The art of seduction says man in a jacket and turtleneck.
Very seductive.
Yes. Why? Do you not?
Come on, honey. It's going to be you Netflix and in. Beer farts.
That's my favorite Rubes Arkansas song.
They don't men make my farts. Could come up with those.
No, you did great. Why would you not jump for joy with what I just told
you? Because your wife doesn't want this.
What? Did you hear what I just said?
No, she's just giving up on your ugly ass.
No, not true.
Okay, Kimmy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite date night?
Netflix and beer farts. Those are her favorite morning show.
So I will say, I love when my husband and I will cut out time to order a bunch of takeout and bring it home and eat it and watch TV.
Are you 70 years old, man?
And you know what? We load up on Below Deck episodes that we haven't watched, right, and we just go to town.
Right.
Why are you fighting this?
Because women don't want, I mean, I always thought women want to go out.
It's
they
nice
want
to
get dressed
go out
up.
Once in a while.
They want to feel special. They want to feel sexy. They want to feel pretty. They're just plopping down and eating to go.
Do you like going out?
I mean, I like going out for a drink or two. Yeah, yeah. Having an app or two. Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't believe you.
You hate everything. I like going to bars and then being out. Yeah.
Okay, you're a unicorn.
I don't want to go out all night.
All right, you're a unicorn of a man. All right, because yeah, you like getting all dressed up and shining your shoes and like spending 3 times what you should on a glass of alcohol that you already have inside your house.
Well,
he doesn't want to waste that outfit on us.
But I also think my wife doesn't want to just sit at home.
Okay. Have you asked her?
No.
Okay. All right. And you just had a woman tell you that one of her favorite things to do is exactly what we're describing.
The art of seduction.
And I feel like we've really bumped up our takeout game ever since COVID.
She's back to the takeout.
My God, is it all? You know, date night doesn't mean food. It means sexy time.
No, date night for me means food. No, I mean, food has to be involved in some way.
She's right. Well, what date do you go on when you're not eating something? Why are you giggling? You're 10 years old. You know that?
Yes. No, but all she's talking about is the goddamn food. She went right back to takeout.
Well, you said you stepped up your takeout game.
Yeah, like I feel like we never
sexy
really
takeout.
Got takeout all that much until COVID. And then, I don't know, for whatever reason, we've just kind of carried on with that routine on like Friday nights.
And I think that's great. Why would you not want to do that?
Doesn't sound like a date. It doesn't sound like a special night to my wife. Takeout.
All right, there's a couple of reasons why this might be happening. Mm. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, by the way, the number one date night is still the classic going out to dinner.
Yeah, the seduction.
But staying in came in second. And again, 1 in 4 people say that staying in is their favorite date night. Look, man, schedules are different than they were when your mom and dad were together and even when you were younger. Because, like, I never see my wife.
Yeah.
Like, for example, last night, I get up from my nap. Kids get off the bus. We do the whole dinner thing.
Yeah.
I had to take my oldest to her hockey practice. My wife had not been home from work yet, so I did not lay eyes on my beautiful wife until about 8:45 last night. Yeah. Right, and then we climb into bed. Kids got to get ready for bed, showers and teeth brushing and yelling and screaming and bitching and all that stuff. So I got 20 minutes in bed with my wife before we both passed out.
So what would your wife think of a date night?
It's a good question.
Not you. Your wife. Like your sophisticated, global traveling wife.
Globally global travel?
Yeah.
But global?
But global. She'd be global. She wants to go out.
I mean,
she wants to put on the outfit. She wants to go out, have the fancy wine,
but even
feel special.
But let's say she's coming home from
Kimmy's
a long
plop
day.
And slop.
No. I think
let's get some sexy takeout.
All sounds wonderful to me. Let's say your wife's coming home from a long day and you have a whole spread of takeout ready to go once she gets home. She doesn't have to change. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, showering, putting makeup on. She can just get in comfy clothes, sit with you, and eat a bunch of takeout.
All right, okay.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Kimmy brings up another good point. Like on a Friday night, you go out on a Friday night, right?
What's that?
You'll go out on a Friday night? Okay, yeah. So if I were to tell my wife, if I'm going to take her out, surprise her. Mm-hmm. By the time my wife gets home, she's been working all day.
I know.
Right? It's 7 o'clock. She walks through the door. She's still in scrubs, right? So she'd have to go upstairs, get ready. If we were to go, we wouldn't be out the door until like 8:30.
You'd be starving by 9 o'clock.
And she's exhausted.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say your wife's coming home at 8. You're home and you're going to have a date night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you set up date night?
I would make dinner. I would like open a bottle of wine for her.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she'd just tell me what we're going to watch on Netflix. No, I'm not doing candles.
Music?
No.
So all you've done is open up a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you make a big old comfy.
Forget with the big old. Big old. Stop. It's date night. It ain't big old.
It's a big old
we're
comfy
not talking
date
about
night.
Attica Rodeo, man. Plop and slop Kimmy. Oh, we got a big old plop and slop tonight.
See, you're fighting against this, and I don't know why.
Well, like you want to criticize me, fine, that I'm not doing
because I don't want to fail at date night.
No, here's what it is. Indoor date night is something he has to put effort into.
Ooh.
You do have to put a little bit more effort in if you're going to stay in rather than
I'm
just going
seductor,
out and
man.
Having somebody cook
seductive.
For you. And...
I mean, okay. How are you seductive?
All right, I got my moves.
I'm waiting.
I'm not going to show you.
You ain't got moves.
I got moves.
Right, you're going to take your wife out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What's your moves?
You're going out.
That's it.
Nice.
Just and, drive in there.
No, but that's what's so funny is you're going to criticize me
cocktails,
for
cocktails.
But you're not pouring them.
Yeah.
Dressing nice.
Okay, you dress nice at any time.
You don't
the
even
art
have
of
to
conversation.
Know.
You, okay, anyone that listens to this show knows that that's BS.
I don't use any dirty language or foul language. I listen. I pay attention.
No, you don't. No,
make
you
her
don't.
Feel like she's the only person in the room.
Okay. She might be when you walk in. Like, you're going to criticize me for not doing enough at home. All you're doing is driving her to a place for other people to do things for you.
Well, you're getting, which is nice. We don't have to clean up anything.
Okay.
We can have that.
Fair. But
maybe,
I'm not,
maybe we go out dancing afterwards down at the dance place.
You go dancing?
No.
When is the last time? Oh, I remember the last time I saw you dance. It was at a wedding. And you
the only
had
time
to,
I danced.
You had to put your hands on her shoulders because you're so short.
No, he wore his heeled boots.
It was Kimmy's wedding.
It was okay.
Hey, don't pick on me because you ain't got no plan for date night.
No, the date night is no plans. That's what makes it
no
great.
No plans, no makeup, nothing.
Yes, all of those
eat.
Things.
Eat.
Like everything
eat
you're
on
saying.
Date night, eat.
I know you think that it's an insult, but all of those things are exactly what I want. No makeup, plenty of food, comfy
if I
clothes.
Pop and slow. Eat, Papa, eat.
By the way, when you sit down every day for work, that is a pop and slop. Plop and slop. Damn it.
But plop and slop. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 1 in 4 people now say that staying in is their favorite date night. Tommy, who could have paradise, has ruined it for everybody. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Does it say in the survey, does it give a reason why people like to stay in? Because I would bet you that cost has to figure in somewhere here, right?
So it doesn't, but that's a very good point you make.
I mean, sometimes staying home is great, but sometimes if you stay home a lot, you want to get the hell out of the house. So yeah, cost is going up just like everything else. But
the cost of plop and slop. The supply chain to plop and slop has also gone up.
You know, Tommy, buys all these Instagram, stuff that's advertised and he wears it or can't wear it, because it doesn't fit. He wants to go show off these outfits. But then it's got to be a double-edged sword because I've never seen Tommy's wife. But I have to imagine when the two of them go out together, people look at her like, did she lose a bet? Or, oh, it's so nice that she has to take this special man around. I mean, Tommy, you poor man. You poor, poor man. go out, take your wife out, treat her good, because for some reason she's with you. I don't know why. Bye, Dick.
See you, Jeremy. Thoughts?
So glad you didn't get the speech at my wedding.
Well, you poor, poor man.
Jeremy brings up another, he brings What's up the that? Cost thing. Yeah. I do want to read you something else interesting. If we go down the list here, you know, the, again, the most popular date nights, dinner, going out to dinner. Mm. Then came staying in.
What's
then,
left?
Okay, and then they were tied. Oh, they were very, very close. Going on a long drive, edged out shopping.
Just taking a long drive?
Yeah, taking a long drive together, edged out shopping. Both of those things are
shopping
things,
for a, it would be the date night.
Yeah, shopping would like going to the mall together, going all to the grocery store.
Well, you got it out about again.
But like going out, like shopping with my wife, like just walking around a mall or something, I really enjoy that if it's just us two as a date night because it's people watching. Right. Right? There's things to distract you so you don't get stuck in a 3-hour conversation that goes nowhere.
All right. So we're just really lame at sex now as a country. We're falling behind in math, we're not doing our science. And now we're at the food court on date night loading up on pretzels.
Why can't I give my wife dynamite sex off of Annie Ann's pretzels?
It's just not. There's no pops of pretzels, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you read
it,
nobody wants your stuffed mouth full of pretzel sex.
Oh, I'm sorry. The sex, if you eating.
You're too salty.
You're eating raw tuna and you think that's going to be a better move?
Yes, I do.
Bro, you eat ass blasting vegetables when you go out with your wife.
Ass blasting.
Am I wrong? Like everything.
Yes, I'll have the ass blasting vegetables drizzled in a fine balsamic.
You eat things that'll clean out your system.
And then you think you're going to go home and lay it down?
All right, pretzel boy.
The only thing you're laying down are new sheets after you get in those sheets because of your ass blasting vegetables.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.